and welcome to the Disability Cricket Podcast. As always, my name's Sean and I'm the host of today's show. And today's show, I've actually turned up at a game today and I've gone all the way down the M40, M42, around the M25, and I'm in Sussex. So I'm here for the game against Sussex against Wales. It's the 8th of May 2022 and I'm at Anstey Cricket Club. This is a D40 Quest game, so that's a top division of disability hardball cricket, and BBC Weather is saying we should be having 18 degrees C and it should be sunny all day. All the players have had a warm-up. I took part in the Wales warm-up. We've got plenty of players. Both teams have done their warm-ups and now they're in the changing rooms getting ready to play. The toss has been won by Wales and they've decided to have a bat first. So the batsmen are going out now. Opening bat is Dan Quick for Wales, and his partner is Ian Martin. They're just walking out and I've been told that Daniel Quick will be facing the first ball. I'm currently in the in the position of what would be called deep long leg. I'm just left of the sight screen, so that's where I'm fielding. That's not where I'm fielding from, that's where I'm commentating from. So obviously I might not see everything what goes on across all 360 degrees of the pitch, but I'll try my best. And it looks like the Sussex opening bowler is Alfie Pyle. He's going through the motions, he's having a bit of a stretch. I've just seen him put a run up marker down, so it looks like he's going to be opening bowler today. So there seems to be a little break in play in the third over. Ball's gone through into the bushes. Dan Quick's just hit the first four of the game, and Ian Martin has been dropped in the slips. And that's about it at the moment. It's currently, we're in the third over, there's a total of 12 runs on the board. They've been quite generous to give us a few wides already. I've got Dan as being on 5 and Yayan's currently on 2. So we've had the fall of the first wicket. I think Dan G was the bowler. Yayan edged one to third man. It looks like Callum Power's going into bat. And that could have possibly been the end of the over. So we're currently in the 8th over. The score is currently 33 runs for 2 wickets. Callum Power has just hit one behind and the wicketkeeper's caught it. The bowler was Alfie Pyle. At this stage, Dan Quick is currently on 16 runs and we have 33 on the board. So we're currently in the 10th over. There's been another couple of wickets gone. First of all, it was bowler was Dan G. Bowled the ball down, Chris Margetts just chips it up. Can't remember who the fielder was, and it's a nice simple catch for them. And now Dan Quick's just been trapped at LBW by the same bowler. The score is currently 34-5, and I think it's 10 overs gone. So it's currently 14-24, there's 17 overs gone. We've had a couple of changes of bowlers. There's been Henry Abel and Charlie Ferguson have both come on. Michael Weathersby and Jack Page, they've battened down the hatches and took their time in scoring runs. Michael Weathersby's just been caught LBW, but he scored 19 runs in doing so. And the bowler was Declan Dexter. Score is currently 59-5 off 17 overs. And I just looked at the scoreboard and it said Michael Weathersby got 20 runs. So that's 20 runs to Michael. And the next batsman in is Adam Fowler. It's just been a personal highlight as well. Just something to mark the day. About 10-15 minutes ago, a Spitfire flew across the ground. So it's now 18 overs gone, 60 runs on the board, 5 wickets down. Sussex are going for a big push before drinks. Drinks are in 2 overs time. We currently have Jack Page out there. He's on 2 runs. No, sorry, he's on 3 runs. Adam Fowler's on 1 run. I've been informed that Jack Page scored over 50 runs last week in a friendly against Newport. So No pressure here, but I think Wales are looking for him to score big today. So there's been another wicket gone. Adam Fowler's just whacked one straight up into the air. But beforehand, he had a lovely edge, which went for four runs. So he's bowled. He was caught. I can't see who the fielder was, but he chipped it straight into the air. Fielder got underneath it. Adam Fowler's out for five runs. Next batsman in for Wales is Zawib Tahir, and he plays his cricket for Lisvani Cricket Club in Wales. And it's currently 2:36, and we're at 20 overs. That means it's time for drinks. Sussex must be anticipating a good afternoon here. The score is currently 71 for 6 after 20 overs. Jack Page is currently on 8 runs. And Zawib Tahir is currently... Well, the scoreboard says he's on none, so we'll go with that at the moment. I'm not sure whether that is correct. But it's currently at drinks, and it's 71 for 6. So it's the first over, straight after drinks. Declan Dexter, the bowler, and Jack Page just snicks one behind in the wicketkeeper's gloves. And he's caught behind by the wicketkeeper. And so Jack Page got 8 runs, and it's time for another batsman, and this time it's Alex Lloyd. So it's currently the 21st over. We've just had 2 quick wickets gone. Zawib Tahir hit one to mid-wicket. Then Harry Malone went out, edge one to the slips. So this is hat-trick ball. I don't know who the bowler is. Actually, having a quick look at him, I think it could be... It's a right arm over. Anyway, it's hat-trick ball, so we'll see what happens. And it's Kieran Williams, Wells' number 11, into bat. He's a left-handed batsman. Here we go, here's the ball. They're repeating. And it's been given as not out, so that's hat-trick ball survived. I think it could be Charlie Ferguson bowling. I'm not quite sure. I'll try and get some clarification on that in a little while. Anyway, we'll try and do ball by ball just for this over, because obviously Wales are down to their last man now. And it's a... Kieran's just been caught there, and that's last man gone. And Wales seem to be all out for 72 in the 21st over. Could be the 22nd over. I've got bits of paper blowing around. The sun's still shining. And I'll get some clarification of who the bowlers were a little later on. It looks like that's the end for now anyway. Umpires are going to have a little chat to each other. I don't know what that's going to be about. But it's definitely the end of the over, so it must be time for tea. So I just ran over to the player because they were just coming off, and I confirmed that the bowler who was on the hat-trick ball there was Josh Dixon. So it's now tea. I'm going to run over to the scorers, try and get some stats off them, see who's got the wickets today. See you in a bit. Bye. So it's currently 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're at tea. Just run through the scorebook here and look at the Sussex bowlers. Alfie Pyle, 6 overs, 18 runs, 2 wickets. Dan G, 5 overs, 17 runs, 2 wickets. C Ferguson, 3 overs, 5 runs, no wickets. Henry Abel, 4 overs, 1 wicket, 24 runs. Jay Bundy, 1 over, 1 wicket. Josh Dixon, 2 overs, 3 wickets, 5 runs. And D Dexter, 1 wicket, 1 run. Excellent. Right, so we're currently still at tea. I've been joined by Henry Abel. You may remember him. He was in one of the early episodes of the podcast. Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
It's good. Nice sunny weather today, isn't it?
It is. Nice day for it.
Did you see the Spitfire fly over earlier?
Yeah. Distracted the game a bit.
Right, so it appears that Sussex are on top of this game at the moment.
Yeah, chasing 72. Yeah, should chase that. Hopefully, fairly easily, get a nice early trip home.
So, how far you got to travel to get here today?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours? Where'd you come from?
Bournemouth.
Oh, that's quite a distance, isn't it? Yeah. I was quite surprised when I picked this as a game to come and watch. I got the map out and I didn't actually realise we were only about 13, 15 miles from Brighton.
Yeah, we're not. It's not far from Brighton, which is nice for everyone else in the squad, but me travelling from Dorset is a bit of a trek
today. Right. As it's tea, I'll let you go and eat your tea. So, thanks for joining me today. Cheers, bye. So that's the end of tea. From looking at the warm-up, it looks like Callum Wolfe is opening the batting for Sussex. Alfie Pyle is batsman number 2. And it looks like Michael Weathersby is going to be opening the bowling. Yayan Martin is wicketkeeper. And Daniel Quick has got a helmet on and doing a bit of close fielding. So Wales are going to be a bit aggressive here, I'd imagine. Just waiting for the umpires to start play. So, looks like we're going for spin option at the far end. And here comes Michael to bowl the first ball of the over. And it's a quick front foot defence from Callum Wolfe. And I'll keep you updated throughout the innings. That's a great start for Sussex, first over down, and they've got 9 runs off the first over. So it's second over of the Sussex innings, and Jack Page is coming to bowl at the pavilion end. He's got loose, and it looks like it's Callum Wolfe facing. Here we go, he's starting his run up. Just a single to third man. So that's 3 overs gone. Sussex are on 22 for just the 22 runs. Batsman 2, Alfie Pyle's on 16. Callum Wolfe opening bat is on 6. And that was the second over for Michael Weathersby. Good over that one, drop catch and an LBW appeal. All the Wales went up for the LBW. Umpire gave it as not out. And Wales have their first wicket, so that's 25 for 1 in the start of the fourth over. The bowler is Jack Page and it was caught by Callum Power. Beg your pardon, it wasn't Alfie Pyle batting, it was Piper. Piper was batting. It's Alfie Pyle going in now. And now as we enter the fifth over, there's a change of bowler. This time it's Chris Margetts. So he'll be bowling now. And facing is Callum Wolfe. So Chris Margetts has just bowled a ball. Alfie Pyle just smashed it deep into cow corner. Probably a lost ball in the bushes. We'll see what happens. It might take some time to find this ball. So it's 8 overs gone, 49 runs, and just the 1 wicket. Wales have thrown a few different bowlers on to try and get... to get more wickets quickly as possible. I've got Callum Wolfe on 15 and Alfie Pyle on 10. Seems to be a break in play. Sussex are currently on 57 for 1. Partway through the ninth over, the umpires have come together. There's a player on his knees, a batsman. Not sure which batsman it is. I think he wants to retire. I've just been informed it might be Callum Wolfe. There was a shout earlier on for a knee injury. I totally missed that one. Looks like the player's coming off and another batsman might be coming on. Sussex need just the 15 runs off the 31 remaining overs. So probably a good shout to retire Hurt and get another batsman on. So the new batsman in is Megan Loveland. I'm going to keep chatting live. Sussex are currently on 71. The target from the first innings was 72. Looks like a ball might be in the stingers. But we'll just keep chatting. Still a sunny day here at Sussex. So Sussex are currently on 71 runs. It's currently in the ninth over. Just the two. It says that the scoreboard says two wickets. Obviously one is retired Hurt. Dan Quick still on to bowl. Field is well spread. If I was Sussex, I'd just be looking for a single, but obviously it doesn't really matter what they do now because they just need singles and they'll win the game. Found a bit of tampering with the field. Here comes Dan Quick. Bowling is slow. And it's a big one to Carrot Corner, four runs, maybe six runs. Game over. Probably not the start Wales were looking for the start of the season. Sussex had a loss already against Hampshire, so this is a good result for them. Played two, one win, big win. Wales played one, lost one. Just handshakes in the middle. And there's an orderly queue waiting to come on and shake hands. Umpire's got the wickets and they're walking off. And that's game over. Hope you enjoyed this recording of the podcast live from a game today. Hopefully there might be a few more. Try and think of some more content to talk of during the games. Cheers. Bye now. The Disability Cricket.